Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Former Obama administration Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates faced some tough questions from Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham at a hearing on Capitol Hill today. Senator Graham asked Yates about her hindsight assessment of flawed FISA court warrants, which she'd signed.
Senator, I would never sign any document.
So I take that to be no, because that document was a fraud. Is that a fair statement? If you knew then what you know now, you wouldn't have signed it?
I wouldn't sign anything that I knew to contain errors or omissions.
Well, did that contain errors and omissions?
Yeah, and I would never knowingly sign a document. Right. I didn't do that in the 27 years I was.
I believe you didn't know.
Yates appeared before the committee as the second public witness in its investigation into Crossfire Hurricane, the name given to the early stages of the FBI's investigation into allegations of collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign in 2016. After more than a week's worth of meetings, at least some clarity is emerging in the bipartisan Washington talks on a huge COVID-19 response bill.
The White House is offering some movement in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's direction on aid to state and local governments and unemployment insurance benefits. Multiple issues remain, but some areas of likely agreement are coming into focus. Pelosi and President Donald Trump agree on another $1,200 direct payment to most Americans, making the idea all but certain to be included in the final agreement at a cost in the range of $300 billion. The competing bills from House Democrats and Senate Republicans include a fair amount of money for non-coronavirus-related items. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Investigators probing the deadly blast that ripped across Beirut focused Wednesday on possible negligence in the storage of tons of a highly explosive fertilizer in a waterfront warehouse, while the government ordered the house arrest of several port officials. At least 135 people are dead in the blast. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 373 points, the Nasdaq rose 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. President Trump's re-election campaign is suing Nevada over its recently passed mail-in voting plan. The Trump campaign, the Republican National Committee, and the Nevada State Republican Party contend several parts of Assembly Bill 4 lack clear standards to guide the actions of the county and city officials administering Nevada's elections. The lawsuit asks for a temporary restraining order to block Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sivaski from implementing AB 4. Attempts to block Nevada's vote-in by mail June primary were unsuccessful. 87% of Southern Nevada's businesses are in compliance with the COVID-19 health and safety protocols. That's the latest from the Nevada OSHA officials, who reported 80% compliance in mid-July. Since the coronavirus began back in March, OSHA inspectors have visited nearly 4,600 businesses across Nevada, checking for compliance with face covering, social distancing, and other protocols created by Governor Sisolak's directives. Well, the number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Nevada stands at more than 52,179, 44,997 here in Clark County. The death toll, 847 statewide, 716 of those in Clark County.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, getting some heavy volumes there, and it's partly because of those lane restrictions. 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Also, Charleston at Lamb, some construction, and 15 south at St. Rose Parkway.
Washington, D.C., it got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. A final hour. We'll be joined by Dr. Ralph Reed in just a few minutes. If you don't remember him, he has been around forever. He is the founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Big event coming up tomorrow. Evangelicals for Trump, Praise, Prayer, and Patriotism. And that's coming up here in Las Vegas. We'll find out more about that as we go along. First, I want you to hear Dr. Anthony Fauci. Something I've said for a long time, that I think these scientists don't know what they're talking about. They don't have an answer for the coronavirus. They don't know. They simply don't know. When I ask people, when I ask medical professionals, well, what do what is it that's going to kill this thing? And none of them can give me a straight answer. We'll get to Dr. Fauci in just a couple of minutes, but I do want to get with Dr. Ralph Reed, who joins us, the founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, the author of For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. Dr. Reed, I don't think I've ever interviewed you. You've been around for as long as I have, and yet somehow we have not connected. But I'm glad you're on, and thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Kevin. Good to be with you.
Let me ask you, a big event coming up tomorrow here in Las Vegas, the Evangelicals for Trump, Praise, Prayer, and Patriotism. It is tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Explain what this event is all about.
This is the second of the two Evangelicals for Trump coalition events that we have held since the COVID-19 pandemic began, Kevin. We did one in Ohio right before the pandemic hit. The first one we were able to do post-COVID or mid-COVID, whatever you want to call it, was a week ago in Atlanta. And we're going to be doing these in every battleground state. We're going to fight hard for Nevada. I can just tell you, I've worked on 11 presidential campaigns. And for the folks in your listening audience, if you want to experience an evening that will inform you, that will energize you, that will excite you, that will minister to you, that will greatly bless you, but will also equip you for these final less than 90 days before this election, you don't want to miss this event. I promise you it will be unlike any campaign event you've ever been to. The title speaks for itself. We're going to be praying for our country and for the president. There's going to be a time of praise and worship, and then there's going to be a time for patriotism and focusing on the extraordinary record of accomplishment and achievement of this president, particularly in those areas and issues that mean a great deal to the faith community and what we need to do to mobilize voters of faith to make sure that Donald Trump is reelected. You don't want to miss this. Doors open at 5 p.m. I will be there. I'll be flying to Vegas in the morning, and I want to see all of you there. So you don't need to pre-register. Just show up at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center no later than 5 p.m. You want to get there early because space is limited.
And obviously, a lot of folks would say, wait a minute, you know, how are you going to do this? Is this going to be distance learning like they do in schools? Is this going to be online? This is going to be a live event, right?
It is a live event. We're going to be observing all the various social distancing protocols. The facility that we're going to be at, Kevin, will hold up to 3,000 people, but we're going to cut it off at 1,000. There may be some overflow somewhere. That's why I'm urging people to get there early. The doors will open at 5. You don't want to get there any later than that because this event is going to sell out. You know, people who are married or families can sit together, but otherwise I think they'll be 6 feet apart or something like that. I mean, that's what we did in Atlanta, and it worked very well.
Let me just ask you, the issues that are in play for evangelicals, I know from election to election, it changes somewhat, not a lot, but some. Can you talk a little bit about what evangelicals are going to want out of this election, and in particular, why it's so vitally important that the president be reelected?
Well, I think it's vital because the president has, as I've indicated earlier, assembled an extraordinary record of accomplishments in his first 3.5 years. I can't go through all of those. I have a roughly 30-page appendix in my book, For God and Country, that I keep updated on a website. And it's 30 pages, and that's just the first 3.5 years. But at the top of that list would be the appointment of not just one, but two Supreme Court justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and a total of 200 federal judges who are originalists, constitutionalists, and are pro-life. And for people of faith, that is critical. Why? Because for better or for worse, for good or for ill, every issue that we care about, including the sanctity of life, religious freedom, our right to express our faith, these are all ultimately litigated and decided by the federal courts and ultimately by the Supreme Court. And Donald Trump promised 4 years ago that he would appoint constitutionalists and pro-life judges, and that has been a promise made and promise kept. I think another couple that I would mention that I think are very high priority beyond the courts issue is the life issue, where he's defunded Planned Parenthood under the Title X program, reinstated and then expanded the Mexico City policy to make sure that U.S. tax dollars are not used to promote and perform abortion overseas through U.N. family planning programs. He's the first president to ever address the March for Life. This was the first administration to ever send a vice president to address the March for Life. And then religious freedom, standing up for the Little Sisters of the Poor, freeing Pastor Andrew Brunson from Turkey. He stood up for religious freedom here at home and around the world. And then lastly and quickly, he's been the best friend that Israel has ever had, moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And Kevin, on every one of those issues, Joe Biden is not only on the opposite side, he is running on the most extremist platform of any presidential candidate in our lifetime, advocating abortion on demand through the 9th month of pregnancy, including moments before birth, paid for with our tax dollars.
That's incredible. Again, Dr. Ralph Reed joining us, founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition and the author of a book, called "For God and Country: The Christian Case for Trump." Let me just throw something out there. We live in a time of chaos and crisis, and all you have to do is look at the streets of Portland or Chicago or San Francisco or New York, and you can see the violence, the chaos that is out there. For evangelicals, to me, there would be a great temptation to say we want to lash out at Antifa and some of these forces that are trying to destabilize our government, destabilize our world. How do we keep from becoming them?
Well, I think it's important, first of all, to remember that we are called to represent and to show the same kind of love for the misguided and sinners that Jesus did. And he didn't condemn them. He loved them. And, we're all sinners saved by grace. All of us have fallen short. So you don't want to have the attitude towards your political foes that, they're evil and you're righteous. You want to have the attitude that we're all sinners saved by grace. And if we can demonstrate that grace and that same kind of compassion that Christ did for the lost and the misguided, we'll reach a lot more people. That doesn't mean that we're weak. It doesn't mean that we're pushovers. It just means that we act in love. The second thing that I would say, and what I try to remember, is that, in the end, it's not your political opponent that is the enemy. Our enemy is the evil one. And we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness. There's a spiritual dimension to what we do. So our opponents are not other people. We serve a risen Lord, and we have an enemy that seeks to destroy us, and that's the level that we're operating on. And I've been around long enough to recognize that, sometimes you experience an election defeat, and you think it's the end of the world, and you find out it isn't, and sometimes you experience a victory, and you think it's the beginning of paradise, and it isn't. The thing we have to remember is that we are here to be good citizens. We're here to fight for what is right and what is moral and for what is just. We're here to advance justice and to redress and oppose evil. But in the end, we're yearning for a kingdom that is not of this earth. So we don't want to put all of our marbles in how elections turn out here, because this world and everything in it is passing away, and the kingdom of God is both in our midst now and yet is not fully come. And that's where our heart, where our allegiance, and where our ultimate yearning needs to be.
Again, Dr. Ralph Reed joining us. More coming up, and we're going to talk about his book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. We'll do that and more coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Sometimes it's asking a little too much.
We are going to need to all be practicing the best behavior possible.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Craig Mueller. He'll be on the show, by the way, tomorrow. We'll talk about AB4 and why it's bad for Nevada and bad for America. Joining us, Dr. Ralph Reed. He is the founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, the author of For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. Tell me about the book and the genesis of the book. What got you started on this one?
Well, I wrote the book not primarily as a defense of the president, although I do plenty of that in the book, and very proudly so. You know, I talk about how I first met and got to know him in the 2010-2011 period. I talk about the work that I did on the campaign, how I got to know him better and came to really have a great friendship with him, and then, you know, some of the incredible achievements that I talked about earlier. But I really wrote the book as a defense of evangelical Christians, because they have been pilloried and smeared and insulted and called every name in the book. They've been accused of being spiritual hypocrites, of bankrupting their faith, of selling out the gospel in order to get access to power, all for the unpardonable crime of voting for Donald Trump. And as I point out in the book, two-thirds of these evangelical voters supported someone else in the primary. Donald Trump was not their first pick. Most of them, Ted Cruz and then others, you know, Marco Rubio, Mike Huckabee, others like that. But once they faced a binary choice between Donald Trump, who was running as pro-life, who released a list of 21 outstanding jurists, and promised to name one of them to fill the vacancy left by the death of Antonin Scalia, a promise, by the way, that he kept. And once they faced Hillary Clinton with an extreme abortion position, promising basically to put a Planned Parenthood radical on the court and not to appoint anybody to the court that didn't agree in advance to support Roe v. Wade, it was a difficult decision. But it was the right decision, and it was not only the right decision politically, it was the right decision morally and ethically in terms of advancing what they believe to be the common good and resisting what they believe to be evil. And Kevin, that's why I think they're going to turn out in even bigger numbers for Trump in 2020. And if you thought you saw a big Christian vote for Donald Trump in 2016, it's going to be even bigger between now and November.
Tell me again about the event tomorrow at the Ahern. I think this is going to be a tremendous event. I hope you pack the place as best you can, as you're allowed to. But can you talk a little bit about what's going to go on? What can people expect, and how can they register?
They can show up at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center tomorrow. Doors open at 5. I wouldn't get there any later than that. This is the Prayer, Praise, and Patriotism event to celebrate the accomplishments of this president and to mobilize the faith community to carry Nevada and get him reelected. They don't need to pre-register. They can show up there. You know, we're not allowed to have more than 50 people in church, Kevin, but at a casino, we can reach up to 50% capacity of a room. And we're going to do that tomorrow night. So I urge everybody who hears my voice on this program and on this radio station, don't miss this. We're going to pray for America and our president. We're going to have a time of praise and worship, and then we're going to celebrate this country and our great president. I'm going to be there. I'm flying to Las Vegas tomorrow morning. I'll see you there.
That is absolutely great. And in a final minute, I've just got to ask you, because we are in a time of such chaos and crisis, are we going to survive this?
I believe so. I have tremendous optimism and confidence and faith in the capacity of the American people to face any challenge and to not only overcome it, but through hard work, unity, and individual self-initiative and faith in God to come out on this other side better and stronger than ever. And remember, this is a country that survived and prospered after the Civil War, that got through the Great Depression, that won two world wars. We are a great people, and we are a great people because we have faith in ourselves and we have faith in God. And even though we have faced some great challenges during this pandemic and the accompanying economic setback, we're going to come through it stronger and better and prouder than ever before. And I think we're going to do it under President Trump's leadership for another 4 years.
Dr. Reed, it's great hearing your voice. And I must tell you, you're a man of optimism, a man of faith. That's such a good combination. Thank you so much, and have fun in Vegas.
Thank you so much. I'll see everybody tomorrow night at the Evangelicals for Trump event.
That'll be great. That's Dr. Ralph Reed joining us, the founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition and the author of the book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. Coming up, I promised I'd let you hear from Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci proved today that what I've been saying all along about the science and the data that is driving the shutdown of an entire city, an entire community. It's happening all over America, not just here in Las Vegas. And that is that the scientists, they don't have a lot of answers for us. And it's